He ain't never worked. Folks talking about, no, he ain't never worked, no. But what Deacon left, I got, he left him a fortune. He won't ever have to work.
Yeah.
All he do, walking around there dressed up in a suit of clothes I got with that gold watch, one in his pocket and one on his arm. And you don't never say, I ain't never known him to work none. I've been knowing him ever since he was born into the world. And he and them two gals the same way. And they just white as me or you. One of them, both of them mad Jews, up one in Atlanta and the other up in Columbus. I got this, I'm talking about this walking doll, both of them.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have indoor plumbing, did you?
Huh?
You didn't have any bathrooms inside?
No, no, you had to go out there. We out there to the art house out there. And we had on his way to water the mules right in the last year there. We taken in a run trough. It was about the first from here to the road down yonder. That put some plank together and made us a run trough and pump it down there. I thought about that old nigger, he showed me. I said, how come that we taken and had put two together to run out there where they washed at? And then he taken and figured it out and put him up some hickeys and nailed some 1 to 8 together, and we run it down there to the mule trough. Well, you had to take buckets and tote it for 26, 27 to 30 head, and about 4 or 5 of them was horses. That old horse, them old horses stand there and drank 100 gallons if you had to tote it.
Yeah.
He never would get full. Had a pop of trough that held about 200 gallons, and you start pumping, that nigga would have eaten about 3 o'clock, and he'd pump, I got the sun down. To fill that trough, all of them come in there, and by the time all of them got through drinking, the trough was empty. And we went ahead and fixed that run down there. I got to stand there and pump, I got, and you didn't have to tote it.
Yeah.
I'd have to tote the water to the house and then go out there and help that old nigga. It just made me plump pitiful, sorry for him. And Irv and them was too late.
Granny, what you want to do with
trap? Take. What ain't got bones in it, honey, we'll save it for the pig and the rest of it, let chickens have it.
Okay.
Just throw it out the back door.
All right.
For, I'm going to tell you, when you go to water a mule, you can water one mule or 5 mules what one horse will drink. One horse will drink as much as 5 mules.
Mm-hmm.
Especially let him get hot that's the least bit. And that son of a gun don't never get full. You talking about the odd house. Now, they used to have one over there. They had two of them. They had wings on. One long and cross, but it had 6 places in one. And then over that, back the other way, they had about 10 places on here. Right
ten
down.
Lower.
That's right. Right straight down the line down there. And that put them off all about first from here to the fifth down on a part.
Yeah.
And about once every 2 months, that's old size job. I had to go down and take it to back end of them and take the wheelbar and haul it all off. I've taken go down there and I just don't see how that nigga stood it. But he take and clean them out. He sure would. Clean them out, dig a hole down in there or deep into that heater there. I got in about 3 months, I had to go back and do it again. I'd get in the bus and it took the whole place. All that fresh, kill all them hogs and all that, and well, there's about 100 to 150 was there on the place, just a whole quarter, and part of Willie D. Sealy's place over there, and all that, and had hog killing day. They'd take and kill, say, 25 a day, and go ahead and get them through in, and take about 2 days, and they jump back in and kill about 25 more.
Yeah. Did they ever raise wild hogs? Did they ever have hogs come up in the woods around here?
Plenty of them. Plenty of them. We caught them right over there, Vernon Phillips. There's plenty of them right down there on Whole Lander right now. Plenty of them.
Really?
Yeah, and bears, them old hog bears too. Plenty of them down there.
With them big old teeth coming out of their mouth?
Yeah, I caught two over yonder. I got in there drunk one Sunday morning and